Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to episode 1 of our 2017 AVN Award nomination podcast series. This is something we do every year where I break down the AVN Award categories, talk about the nominees, some potential winners, some interesting choices, and just really break down the process and have a really good time with it. Something we've been doing for several years, and hopefully you'll enjoy what we have to offer this year. Before we get going, we'll do a little introduction. This is part one. The introductions will get shorter as we go, so you are invited to listen in order if you want to hear. So a little bit of background. As I said, I'm Roger Pipe. I run a website called RogReviews.com. I've been reviewing adult movies, scenes, sites, toys, interviewing adult stars, and doing porn news for a little over 20 years now. About 10 years ago, I was invited to vote in the AVN Awards, which, for those of you who don't know, still the most prestigious awards in the adult film industry, kind of the Oscars of porn. They began inviting people who were not staff writers to vote in their awards about 10 years ago, and I was very honored to be the first independent to be asked to vote in this. And then about 6 years ago, I guess, we started doing this sort of podcast series where I broke down the process and talked a lot about each individual nominee. It was very successful and it's sort of grown, and this year we're going to try and make it even better. This year we have added sponsorships, kind of a cool thing that we're trying out this year. Four slots are available. One has been sold, so we have three actually still left. They are $150 for the entire run of the podcast and will include three live mentions of your website, company, favorite star, if you want to gift it to somebody, whatever message you want to give. We'll do it three times during the podcast. There will also be links and or banners on the Roger Reviews pages dedicated to all the podcasts. We'll also do a link in the description for any YouTube video that we do. So it'll be lots of good coverage. $150 isn't a whole lot. I'm just going to kind of try it out and see what we can do. This year we will be adding as well the ability to talk to maybe some other critics, have some new sound mixer board, and we'll be taking some calls. Maybe even take some listener calls. I don't know. We can kind of play around with that. Will not be for the first couple episodes, though. Just to give you a background, normally I do this from home. Got a nice little two-computer setup and have the new soundboard, but I'm actually doing this from my grandfather's house in a converted garage apartment. He is 100 years old this year, took a really bad fall, broke a rib, and has some pneumonia issues. Needs some care, so I'm actually doing that, and am doing the podcast from sort of a makeshift studio somewhere else. So I won't be able to take any calls for the first couple of episodes, but we will be doing that later. Hope to have some other voters maybe join me and talk about some of the nominees, and also maybe some experts in some niche categories lend their expertise as well. One thing that has not changed, though, is that this podcast series really does sort of thrive on feedback. If you hear something that you like, hear something you don't like, have a comment on a category or a nominee or a list, have a question, anything you want, reach out to me. I'm available on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, also Facebook. You can email me, roger@rogerreviews.com. Also, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there'll be feedback. If you're on rogerreviews.com, just click in the comment section down below. We'll get that. If it's on YouTube, then the comment section is open. You can do that. Wherever you find this, please give me a comment or question. I have fun talking about this stuff, but I really like to know what it is that works for you, what you'd like to hear, and you know, we can sort of make it interactive. That always makes it more fun, I think, for everyone. All right, now before we get started on the categories, we will go to those aforementioned sponsors. As I said, three of the slots are open, so we do have our first sponsor, and he is Lachlan McLeod, and the sponsorship is for his podcast series, The Lachlan McLeod Show, described as about life with a disability, human rights, and various other topics that society could do more to assist with. Lachlan often talks about porn. He's a fan and has a lot of interesting things to say. He actually sent me some feedback that I'm going to incorporate into the podcast series. But please check the links below. It's LachlanMcLeod.libsyn.com. So listen to him, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Let him know you heard about it here, and we'll be mentioning him again later. Since the other sponsorship slots are open, I'm going to go ahead and fill those in. Please visit IAFD.com, Internet Adult Film Database. If you want to know who did what, to whom, how many times, and what movie, there is no better site in the world to go to. They house thousands, tens of thousands of adult reviews, as well as every possible scene pairing you could ever want, dating back some 30 years. Great people. There would not be RodReviews.com without IAFD.com. Also, we'll plug PipelineMultimedia.com for all your adult PR and marketing needs. That's a company that I own, and we do what we can for our clients to make them even bigger and more famouser than ever. Somebody out there understands the more famouser reference, and they're laughing, I hope. And finally, the fourth, SexySlapstickVideos.com. One of the Pipeline Multimedia clients. They make WAM wet and messy videos, splosh videos, the best in the world, so check them out. As I said, these sponsorship slots are open, so reach out, roger@rogerviews.com, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast. $150 for the entire series, at least 15 episodes, plus a special contest episode that we will discuss later. In the meantime, if you would like to donate a sponsorship to your favorite star, we can talk about fan voting and things like that. That's it. Let's get on with this a little bit and get started. So as I mentioned, I was invited to do this about 10 years ago and was really surprised at the process. We'll sort of do this just to kind of lay the groundwork in a few of the early podcasts, then we'll into things a little quicker in future episodes. But for those of you who do not know, AVN, the AVN editorial staff, takes a look at all the adult movies out there, websites, DVDs, all kinds of stuff. They take a look at it and they narrow it down to this list, a list of nominees that you can find at avn.com/awards. And if you click on nominees, you'll see this huge list of well over 100 categories, thousands of nominees. It's crazy what they do, and they give those of us lucky enough to vote this ballot, and it is huge. It is cumbersome. Cumbersome is probably not the right word, but it can be. The amount of movies and performances we have to watch. I think it's get to watch. A lot of people, it's a lot of work, but for me, it's a really good reminder of why I got into this business. And if you guys want to hear stuff like that, I'm going to try and keep it more on topic, but if there's stories about the last 20 years or questions you have for me, again, feedback, and I'll be happy to talk about them. But, so we get this ballot, and everything's weighted. It's a weighted ballot, so if there's 15 people in a category, 15 scenes in a category, we have to rank them 1 through 15, so it's not as easy as just picking a winner and moving on. Where you rank people does matter. And, you know, if you put somebody 12th on a ballot, it could cost them a win. So it is something that I take very, very seriously, and I'll say it many, many times. I do consider this an honor, and I'm really happy that the AVN continues to have me as part of this. The podcast series is approved by them. They really don't have a whole lot of guidelines other than, you know, obviously we don't take sponsorships from people who are nominated, just to keep things on the up and up, and I don't reveal my ballot, who I'm voting for. Some categories you will get a general idea. Usually, though, that's going to come... You'd get the same idea from reading my reviews. You know, you're going to hear the name Angela White probably 1,000 times in the next few podcasts, and so I'm not afraid to tell you where I might be voting for Angela, because if you read my stuff, you already know. So the weighted ballot's really interesting. It does make it a little intense. That's why we talk about a number of these things. There are some guidelines that I put on this as well, and one's really important. I think that nominee lists and any sort of lists, and that's certainly, I think, one of the most popular kinds of internet content right now. One of the great things about lists like that is getting together and bashing it, right? How could they have nominated this for a Grammy? How could this movie have won Best Picture? And I used to be part of that too, and I've sort of evolved over the years because I realized that being nominated for things like this is a really special thing, and I don't want to take that feeling away from anybody. So as we talk about these lists, I think it's perfectly fine and acceptable and part of the game to say, good list, some really good names in there, but wow, I think maybe they missed out on this. Or it's really nice to see this person nominated. That's good. What I don't want is, oh my God, this person doesn't deserve to be there. So those are the kind of comments I'll be looking for and trying to weed out, if we can just kind of try and stay positive and definitely stay civil about it. So without further ado, if you'd like to follow along, you can head over to avn.com/awards and take a look at the list of nominees. It's right there for everybody to read. Lots and lots to read. First category, All-Girl Performer of the Year. In general, I tend to be someone who thinks that award shows should shrink rather than expand, and we've got so many subgenres and subcategories that sometimes I think there's too many awards. This award, though, is one that I'm really glad exists, and in the last couple of years I think that it has really expanded in a way that it deserves. Way back in the day, we're talking in the 80s when I started watching, pretty much every movie was a feature or a light feature, and they always had at least one all-girl scene, so there was a certain amount of work for performers in the girl-on-girl genre, but there were only a couple in that era of performers who only did girls. Janine, of course, was a huge star before she started doing boys, and Felicia was the other one. Those two were sort of the headliner girl-only performers. Now, with the incredible popularity of Girlfriends Films and other similar studios, we're seeing a lot more performers who just do girl-girl, for whatever reason. Health reasons, relationship reasons, personal taste, whatever reason, there's just a lot more work for them, and they're being recognized in a separate category, which I think is important. Now, this is not my favorite genre of movies. Never been a huge all-girl fan. Recently, though, Girlfriends Films and some other ones, Girls Way, and some other really good companies have put out very good quality movies, and I'm really starting to enjoy it more. So I'm finding some of these performers to be a lot more more familiar with their work, I guess. So the list includes Aidan Ashley, Lily Cade, Jaden Cole, Darcy Dolce, Val Dodds, Princess Felicity Jade, Kenna James, Shyla Jennings, Jelena Jensen, Ryan Ryans, Jenna Sativa, Celeste Starr, Charlotte Stokely, Tanya Tate, and Vanessa Vera Cruz. Now, a couple of these names you might recognize as performers who at one time did boy-girl. Tanya Tate comes to mind. She did some really, really good boy-girl, actually. Charlotte Stokely as well. So they've sort of switched what they do. Some have always done girls only. Princess Felicity Jade, of course, is one. Some others I've noticed recently, Shyla Jennings is really beautiful and does some really good work. I saw a couple of movies of hers this year that I really liked, so she stands out. Admittedly, some of these women I'm not as familiar with, so I'm going to have to do a lot of viewing in the next month to really get through this this category. What I wonder sometimes in a category like this, for someone like me who's not an expert on girl-girl. Some of these categories, I'm going to be able to name two or three scenes from all the performers and why I think I would rank them this way and that way. But in a situation like this, I wonder, and the next category as well, I wonder how much name recognition plays into it. Because, as I mentioned, it's weighted. So I can look at this list. I personally love Lily Cade. I think she's very attractive. I love her energy. I love the work she does behind the camera, too, so that makes her very interesting to me in front of the camera. Princess is really sexy. Shyla Jennings, like I said, has done some really nice acting and is beautiful and very authentic in her scenes. Always been a big Tanya Tate fan. Again, love the work she's done behind the camera as well. So there's some stars here who stand out. But beyond those four or five names, now, I already said how much I like Princess, but I know her name. I also know Charlotte Stokely's name. I know Celeste Starr's name. I think people maybe who are more casual voters know the names of some of these stars, and I wonder, okay, maybe I put, you know, Lily Cade and Shyla and Tanya at the top, and then maybe the ones I recognize come in 4 or 5. Well, maybe that's enough to push someone to a win. And I know we could never actually look at the data. That wouldn't be a prudent move. But I would be curious to find out if in a situation like that, if voters, look, there's too many names, I don't recognize them all, I'll take someone whose name I recognize and put them, if not at the top, maybe near the top, and have that be enough for the win. I think the same holds true for the second category, which is Best BBW Performer of the Year. This is a category I think that might have topped out 2 years ago. I have always liked BBW performers. I find beauty in all shapes, all sizes, all colors. So there were a lot of women who were bigger than porn standard that I liked and enjoyed. The problem I always had with the movies that featured them was that it did not treat them like regular porn performers. It treated their weight like a sideshow, and not an appreciative sideshow, not in a way maybe a foot fetish video might lovingly shoot a foot. They were making movies that were openly making fun of fat girls and men who find them attractive. Didn't like that. As some of the bigger companies, Evil Angel in particular, took a lead. Rodney Moore also shoots BBWs with just great hardcore gonzo style. I think it improved the genre greatly, and as such, I think you saw the BBW performers in a different light, more glamorous, seen as more beautiful, and I think that's really great. And while I do not pretend to be an expert in this category, we will eventually have Rob Perez on in a later podcast to discuss this category further, because he is, to me, the absolute expert in the genre, loves it more than anybody, and really knows it, knows it better than anyone. So the nominees in this category are Alexis Allure, Eliza Allure, Becca Benz, Becky Butterfly, Sinful Celeste, Angel DeLuca, Bunny De La Cruz, April Flores, Felicia Carr, Claudia Kelly, Carla Lane, Mandy Majestic, Jade Rose, Sophia Rose, and Nikki Wilder. A good collection. I wonder sometimes if this is an entirely fair list, because in this particular category, I don't think you have 15 women who have done enough A-level productions, sort of mainstream porn productions, to be on an even playing field. Some of these performers have performed, if not exclusively for their own websites, then mostly for their own websites or for niche websites. So they're not going to have the same exposure. For example, April Flores gets nominated every year. April Flores was in a couple of high-profile Evil Angel movies and really helped, along with Kelly Shibari and Carla Lane, really helped put BBWs on the map. So going back to what I said about the last category, how much does name recognition help here? Because maybe you haven't seen half of these women, and is it entirely fair? And we'll bring that up to Rob. And in the past, when performers made more money and were hiring publicists, this is when I would get 3 or 4 letters, maybe a sample DVD or even a flash drive. You know, hey, I shoot primarily for my own website. Here's 3 or 4 of my best scenes. That sort of thing. We're not getting that now, so I'm going to have to be doing, nice English, Raj. I'm going to have to do a lot more research on this. I've seen Eliza Allure, I like her. Really like Bella Benz. I've seen her in a couple movies. I really like her energy. April Flores, I love. And honestly, Carla Lane is still my favorite BBW. She is. She does really good scenes. She's super cute. Nice. I don't know how I want to say this, because honestly, guys, I hate the word fat. I hate it. I can't hear it and not think of it as negative. I know that a lot of people who love the BBW genre are fine with the word and celebrate it. Cool. I just don't like it. So, chubby? Carla's just got this great BBW body. It's fleshy, it's curvy, it's beautiful, and she's awesome. So, she's very tough to beat for me, but I have been looking specifically for some stuff as it's come in to watch in this category. Okay, before we continue, we'll go back to our sponsorships. Again, three of these slots are open, but the one that gets to lead for now, the Lachlan McLeod Show. Go ahead and listen to Lachlan's podcast as he talks about life with a disability. Some very interesting stuff. He has a really unique voice, and I like the podcast in general, but he has a lot to say about porn too, so listen to him. Also, IAFD.com for all of your porn cataloging needs. You want to find out, for example, you want to find out what movies Carla Lane's been in? Check her out on IAFD.com. Also, PipelineMultimedia.com, and do not forget SexySlapstickVideos.com. The Pie Master does some really interesting splashing stuff. Okay, those are our first two individual award categories, and I do think, like I said, I'd like to talk to people and find out what they think about the name recognition factor, because I think it really helps in those categories. Next up is Best Actor. Now, I've seen some of these performances. We talked about it on the reaction show. For those of you who don't know, even though this is the first official podcast of the series, I did a reaction podcast to the initial list. I've seen a couple more since then. Richie Calhoun in The Submission of Emma Marks, Xander Corvus in Preacher's Daughter, Danny Dee in Sherlock, Ryan Driller, True Detective, Steve Holmes, The One I Lust, Marcus London, Devil Inside, Ryan McClane, Win a Date with Sophia Blake, Tyler Nixon, This Ain't Fallout, Tommy Pistol, Suicide Squad, Ryan Ryder, Storm of Kings, a XXX parody, Stephen St. Croix, Colorblind, Evan Stone, The Donald, Nacho Vidal, Outland, Chad White in The Marine, and Aaron Wilcox, Fragment of Love. Some good performances here. Immediately, Richie Calhoun's name pops out because of the Submission of Emma Marks series has been a critical darling. It's good. Penny Pax, to me, is incredibly impressive. Richie's also very good. Xander Corvus was really good in Preacher's Daughter. He's a good actor. Sometimes he kind of overdoes it or gets sort of stuck into being Xander, but he was really good in Preacher's Daughter. Since last time, I mentioned Marcus London was good in Devil Inside. I don't think he had a lot to do. That movie was sort of carried by Elsa Jean, but he was good. I'd like to see him nominated. Tommy Pistol in Suicide Squad. Tommy sort of had the plum role. He got to play the Joker and was good. Again, I think kind of a small performance compared to some of these others. Evan Stone in The Donald. If you're going to vote or bet, you might bet on that just because of the political fallout of it. I don't particularly think it was very good as a movie or as a performance. Evan is very good. He's very, very good. But the Donald Trump thing seemed lazy and phoned in, and the script was horrible. So not entirely in love with that one. Best Actress, Asa Akira in The J.O.B. from Wicked, Aria Alexander, Sex Machina, Samantha Bentley, Hard in Love, Carter Cruz, Supergirl, XXX, Sherry DeVille, Project Pandora, Jessica Drake, DNA, Carly Gray, Student Bodies 5, Veruca James, Deception, Cassidy Klein, Little Red, Sarah Love, Babysitting the Baumgartners, Abigail Mack, True Detective, Penny Pax, The Submission of Emma Marks, Cleo Valentine, Suicide Squad, Dana Vespoli, Lefty, and Casey Warner in Colorblind. Interesting to see some all-girl movies in here. Dana Vespoli's Lefty was an all-girl movie, as well as Cassidy Klein's performance there as well. Also, Veruca James in Deception, which was a kink short feature. I think it was 50 minutes long. Hardcore BDSM nomination. This is actually a really tough category because there's some really good performances. Asa Akira in The J.O.B. was good. Really interesting movie. I liked it a lot. She's up against Jessica Drake in DNA. Jessica, I still think, is the best actress in our business, and DNA was pretty damn awesome. Carter Cruz was good in Supergirl. Not sure it's an award-winning role, but I liked her a lot in it. Veruca James in Deception is good. it's really interesting. The movie was brutal. It was scary. I didn't even really find it sexy, particularly, because her terror was so real. So, great job of acting. Sarah Love was good in Babysitting the Baumgartner, sort of a soft little romance flick from Adam and Eve. Penny Pax, I think, has got to be a favorite, because Submission of Emma Marks has been so awarded. Cleo Valentine gets to play Harley Quinn. That might be a dark horse. She's really good at it. She has the right look and is fantastic. Dana Vespoli is another one, I think, who might get overlooked. Lefty's an interesting feature. Sweetheart sort of put it together, almost like four vignettes that tell a story. But when Dana is doing dialogue, it's impressive, and it's really, really good. And honestly, it wouldn't be a disappointment at all to see her walk away with an award. It was really good. She also directed the movie. It was very impressive, on all levels. In sort of keeping with the all-girl theme, the next three categories, and then we'll wrap it up after those three, are all also all-girl genres. Best all-girl group sex scene. So this is more than two. AI, artificial intelligence from Girls Way. If you haven't seen Girls Way stuff, by the way, definitely check it out. AJ's Angels from Archangel. AJ Applegate, Carly Montana, and Kenzie Taylor. Anything with AJ Applegate is worth watching. Dirty Daniels from AE Films. Ghostbusters Triple X parody. Abigail Mack, Romy Rain, and Monique Alexander. Very, very, very high profile scene with a great trailer. That's going to have to be a favorite. Girls, Girls, Girls from Colette. Chloe Lynn, Goldie Rush. Hard Rain from Elegant Angel, which was Tasha Rain, Cleo Valentine, and Nina L. Really hot. The Lesbian Landlord from Philly Films. Lesbian Love Stories 8. Partner Exchange, Brooklyn Chase, Lily Evans, and Natalia Starr. Lesby Roommates from Combat Zone. Lick It Good, Reality Kings. One of my favorite performers, Chloe Amor, with Eva Lovia and Ryan Ryans. Pretty Little Bitches from Brazzers. Sex Games, Aiden Riley and Evil Angel. Tasty Treats from Twisties. Violation of Piper Perry. And Whipped Ass 17 from Kink. Have not seen a lot of these scenes, to be perfectly honest. The Ghostbusters thing was really good. AJ's Angels was really nice. Hard Rain, I did see that movie, reviewed that, liked that a lot. So the rest of them, I'm going to be watching a lot of these, just to kind of see. I'm trying to see if there's some of the nominated performers are in here. But not as many as you might think. Probably because, well, and this is what makes me wonder, right? We have a whole category for best girl-girl performer, but then when it comes to best girl-girl, at least in the group scenes, we're not seeing a lot of those performers on that list. There's a nice, the Tasty Treats from Twisties is Mia Malkova and Madison Ivy, and that's going to have to be good. Mia Malkova, very, very attractive. Best all-girl movie, AJ's Angels from Archangel. I liked that one. I like their work. I love AJ Applegate. Angela Loves Women too. The aforementioned Angela White. Did review that one. Loved it. Really don't think an all-girl movie has scored as high in my personal ratings as that one. So that might be tough to beat for the award. First Lesbian Summer, Lesbian Border Crossings, Lesbian Experience, Lesbian Fantasies, Lesbian House Hunters 13 from Girlfriends, Lesbian Landlord from Philly Films, Lesbian Performers of the Year 2016, an interesting concept from Elegant Angel. They took their multiple star showcase format and put it toward lesbian performers. Lots of good stuff there. I reviewed most of the scenes individually off of Elegant's site for that. Missing a Lesbian Crime Story, No Man's Land Raunchy Roommates 2 from Video Team. To be honest, I forgot Video Team was still making movies. I have not seen much from them. Riley and Abella from Adam and Eve. Riley Reed, Abella Danger. That's a good combination. The Seduction of Chanel Hart from Devil's Films. Chanel Hart, a woman I like watching a lot. Shyla Jennings Loves Girls. Shyla is always, always fun. And Yoga Girlfriends from Web Young Girls Way. Having only seen a couple of these so far, AJ's is good. Interesting that Lefty was not on there, because honestly I think Lefty from from Din of Espoli should probably be on here, but I will watch most of the others that I haven't already watched and take a look. I believe I've reviewed every scene from Lesbian Performers, so I've actually reviewed it, just not as a whole project. So, again, Angela White, if you're not familiar, Angela White. Finally, Best All-Girl Series. Cheer Squad Sleepovers from Girlfriends Films. One of my favorite series. Cheerleaders, lesbian sex, not a bad combination. Cherry Spot, Blank Loves Girls from Sweetheart Films. Always fun, sort of a star showcase for lesbian performers. Girls Kissing Girls from Sweetheart. Kittens and Cougars from Zero Tolerance. Lesbian Beauties from Sweetheart. The Lesbian Experience, Digital Sins Entry. Lesbian Stepsisters from Sweetheart. Mommy and Me, Philly Films. Mother-Daughter Exchange Club, Girlfriends. Net Skits, Girlfriends. No Man's Land from Video Team. Seduction of, Devil's Films. We Live Together, Reality Kings. And Women Seeking Women, Girlfriends. You're probably going to notice a lot of Girlfriends films on here. There is 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of the nominees all from Girlfriends. Depends on what you like. The cheer Sleepovers. Cheer Sleepovers also has an older-younger dynamic. Most of the Girlfriend stuff does. Mother-Daughter Sex Exchange has that right there in the title. So, The Blank Loves Girls from Sweethearts is good. Kittens and Cougars from Zero Tolerance is fun. The Seduction of is sort of a lesbian gangbang thing, which is a totally different vibe from the others, but also very good. And that is where we're going to leave off. So, thank you for this first episode. Still kind of getting used to the flow again. And like I said, I am in a different location, so forgive the rough nature of this one. One more mention of our sponsors, the Lachlan McLeod Show. Please click the link down below and listen to his great podcast. Take a look at IAFD.com for all your porn needs, Pipeline Multimedia for your PR needs, and Sexy Slapstick Video if you like watching beautiful models get covered in sticky substances. Feedback, love to hear it. Roger T. Pipe at Twitter, RogerRogerViews.com, the best ways, unless you just want to click on the feedback button down below. That's probably the single best way to do it. I would love to hear any questions you have, any comments about these categories or others, any suggestions for phone-in guests as we go. Would love to hear that. If you're interested in sponsoring the rest of the podcast, like I said, $150 for the rest of the series. Your links and banners will be retroactive. I'll put those on all the pages, and you will have my eternal thanks as well. So that is all. My name is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. This has been part one of the 2017 AVN Awards podcast series. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.